And now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, linked to our main Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern, also available 24-7. The following locations. Yeah, our YouTube channel, barely standing, but still there, named Operation Freedom. Upload one brief YouTube every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. But our usual YouTube presentation that we used to upload for years on YouTube, since you can no longer do anything in significant depth on YouTube without being censured, penalized, shut down. What we do is we put a brief introductory video up every Tuesday at 10 a.m., but where the real meat of the matter is an Operation Freedom briefing, which used to be on YouTube. It's now on DaveJanda.com. All you have to do is go to DaveJanda.com, the homepage, a little bit down the homepage on the right-hand side, right there for you. We are also available on Rumble. And, of course, DaveJanda.com, both the free, the public side, but where the real meat of the matter is on the subscription side. Extra shows, extra content, extra guests, extra analysis, archives to all of our shows, including the podcast for today's show and every show all the way back to the inception of Operation Freedom Radio Show in October 2010, all there for our subscribers. A mere $9 a month, I believe, one of the biggest bangs for the buck in all the internet. I hope you become part of our Freedom family. My next guest is someone who's a very dear friend and someone who has a wealth of experience under her belt. She is a multidimensional patriot. Sarah Westall is a successful entrepreneur and business executive. Over the past 25 years, Sarah has created and developed multiple companies, including a successful management and consulting firm and an international import and manufacturing company. Sarah has a truly dynamic leadership career spent building high-performance teams in highly competitive industries, and she has a tremendous entrepreneurial attitude, energy, and style, which is really quite infectious. Sarah, and no pun intended with the virus, Sarah has a computer science and business management systems degree from the College of Science and Engineering at the great University of Minnesota, with an emphasis in management information systems from the Carlson Business School. Sarah started her career at the center of the internet revolution at US West Communications, where she was promoted and eventually became director of the advanced networking group responsible for all of the systems design and development for Enterprise, the internet and networking arm of US West. Currently, Sarah is a partner in Galax Consulting. She's the host as well of a national radio show, Business Game Changers. Her national radio show features leaders in business, government, society, and science. And Sarah's significant experience and knowledge in technology and systems engineering, business, and entrepreneurship provides insight and depth unparalleled in the media. I encourage you to go to her website, Sarah Westall, W-E-S-T-A-L-L, sarahwestall.com. It's my honor to welcome back my friend to the Operation Freedom platform, Sarah Westall. Sarah, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thank you, Dave. It's always fun to listen to you give my introduction. It's like, are you really talking about me?
No, you are so accomplished, and you've helped millions of people in your pursuit of providing information and content, everything you've done in your life. You know, Sarah, you have taken on the deep state for many years and their business model, the divide and conquer business model. It's a business model that the bought-off lamestream fake media doesn't want to touch. But recently, during the men's Final Four basketball tournament, Charles Barkley, identified the divide-and-conquer strategy of the deep state. I want to play the clip for you. I've played it before in today's show, but it bears repeating because I believe it was so remarkable that Charles actually had the courage to come forward and speak about it. And I want your take on it. Derek, hit Charles telling some truth.
Man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people. But we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Well, and Sarah, as I mentioned in your introduction, you attended the University of Minnesota. Its heart is in Minneapolis. We just went through the whole issues with Chauvin and obviously the George Floyd situation over the past year. We saw this divide and conquer with Maxine Waters just in the past couple of weeks, where she says we need more confrontation. Your take, Sarah, on Charles and the opposing view, Maxine Waters, about, well, we need more confrontation.
I really like Charles Barkley. You know, leave it to the sports characters to just say it like it is. You know, to be really, really great at anything, you really are pure in nature of working really hard and focused on something. And you have to, and especially working in a team environment, you ignore the white, black, and all those things. So I think at their core, he understands what it means to work with anybody and not judge people based on the color of their skin. It's very disappointing to see how our politicians continue to do this. They divide and conquer. Tulsi Gabbard came out and talked about the Congress and her time in the Congress, and she felt it was like high school. The mentality was so juvenile, and people afraid to lead and actually have substance. And that does come from the deep state. That comes from down on high on how to behave, because these people act like children. You know, I mean, we have high school mentality that's leading our country. It's ridiculous, honestly. I mean, I don't even know what to say that would say much more than what you say, other than, yeah, he's right. And we have a Congress that are like little kids in mentality.
One of the issues at hand that's further dividing our country is this issue of COVID. And you've seen it raised not just in this country, but around our country, around the world, about vaccine passports. As you know, Sarah, the Center for Disease Control has a reporting arm called the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, so-called VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. The vast majority of the American public doesn't know about it. I want to quote the recent figures for you and then your take. Between December 14th, 2020, and their last update, which was Friday, but they only took the data through April 16th, 2021, VAERS has reported that due to the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, there have been 3,186 Americans who have died, 10,152 Americans who sustained serious injuries necessitating hospitalization, and 86,080 Americans who had adverse events reported. And it's been stated, Sarah, that only 1 to 3% of the adverse events are actually reported to the VAERS system. Yeah. I'd like your take on this, because we have politicians who have no functional medical knowledge that are hooting and hollering about vaccine passports when we have this data that I just presented to you.
Well, I'm glad you're starting with that, because that's exactly where we need to start. And what else is missing from this picture is we have treatments that don't create all these adverse events. They are very safe, they're very effective, and they're very inexpensive. And they could be widely available if we wanted them to be. And those are being censored, they're being banned, they're not allowed to get out there. That's against the Nuremberg Code. Forcing people to use an experimental vaccine that have these kind of problems while suppressing treatments that work and are very effective is against the Nuremberg Code. You can't do this to human beings. They're lying to people. And they're lying through admission. And that's lying, because they know it exists and then they're not telling them. Part of the what they're supposed to do, according to Congress, I have specifically under, okay, this is a long thing, 21 USC congressional bill. It's under 360BB, 3E1A. It's way down there, okay? It says each individual must be informed of the option to accept or refuse administration of the product of the consequences, if any, of refusing administration of the product and of the alternatives to the product that are available and of their benefits and risks, meaning they have to give us the alternatives to the product being the vaccine, and what the benefits and risks are. And the alternatives, meaning the effective treatments or the other treatments. They have to disclose all that to people, and they're not. That's a problem. I would like to see lawsuits everywhere because of that. They're simply not following their own laws, not to mention the Nuremberg Code of using us as guinea pigs. The last time they used the mRNA vaccine in an animal trial, all the ferrets died. They used them on ferrets. They died. They never did another animal trial again with this type of vaccine. I don't know. Well, you know, what does that mean? But the point is that they're simply not. I came on last time and I talked about my mini documentary that I created. It was called Humanity's Decision. And in it, it was talking about the fact that there are effective treatments and those are being banned and censored while they're cramming this vaccine down our throats. And they have adverse events. You just talked about the latest numbers. You know, I talked about it from like February 5th or something because that's all I had at the time. And now these are updated. And what are the true numbers? Because we only know about, like you said, 1-3% of the people are reporting. People don't even know that you can report because they don't tell people. It's lying through admission, through omission. And, you know, I got another stat for you that 7,157 fully vaccinated Americans have contracted COVID-19 and 88 of those have died. That's according to the CDC. And I know that the CDC numbers are not accurate as well. I don't know how much lower they really are, you know, how low the CDC numbers are compared to what reality is, but that's a decent number knowing that that might be only be 1-3% of the reality.
Well, and as you mentioned, Sarah, it's about informed consent. And I did a recent interview that's on our website, davejanna.com, with Dr. Lee Merritt. And Lee's been in a doc for 30 years, as have I. And what we speak about is the fact that, as you outlined, 110% correctly outlined, that people are not given the appropriate informed consent. And here's the deal, Sarah. If you look under all these vaccines, there is no FDA. It says on the FDA's website, there is no FDA-approved vaccine for COVID-19. It says that, black and white. And it says there is no vaccine that's ever been shown to prevent COVID or prevent transmission of COVID. It, quote, may, reduce the severity of symptoms. It may, reduce the duration of symptoms. But Sarah, in order to even get the emergency use authorization, to do that, you cannot have a viable alternative such as hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin out there that can make a difference. And this is why they dumped all over those treatments, because if they actually showed they were effective, they could not even get emergency use authorization. And that would affect the bottom line, the financial bottom line of all these big pharmaceutical companies by the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars, Sarah.
And that is where the crux of this whole situation is. This whole deal, we wouldn't have had a pandemic. We wouldn't have had the hundreds of thousands of deaths, because if they wouldn't have lied through omission that there are treatments, all those people who are hospitalized and died, majority of those people did not have to die. And they did because they lied through omission. They know. I mean, the Navy used the chloride dioxide solution for Ebola. They know it works. They know there's treatments out there. You know, in Switzerland, they've gone through phase 3 trial with it because they figured they had to prove it to people over and above, you know, because they're censored so much, they're banned so much that they had to go through these phase 3 trials. They have like 30,000 people they've treated, like almost zero side effects, and they still are banned in the United States. It's absolutely insanity. I mean, and they're telling us to get COVID pass. They're talking about COVID passports when there are treatments, and you're absolutely right. It's not even legal for them to be doing this when there are effective treatments that exist. I think those treatments, what they don't want the public to see is they actually work for the flu too. And the flu shot is a big gravy train. And if this stuff, this information actually got out there, it would really damage their bottom line. It would help and it would save so many lives. It would be so great, but they won't do it because they lose their power, they lose their control, they lose their gravy train, and now they lose their ability to do this darn COVID passport. And that is the probably the most dangerous thing that we have found, that we have in our lifetime in the United States have encountered, is this COVID passport. This thing goes through. This is the worst thing to freedom that we will ever face.
Folks, we're speaking with Sarah Westall, sarahwestall.com. And then this hit on Friday, Sarah. At least 60% of all new COVID-19 cases are occurring in people who were already vaccinated. Dr. Harvey Rich, a professor of epidemiology at Yale University, has calculated that upwards of 60% of all new cases of the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, are occurring in people who were already vaccinated for the disease. Quote, clinicians have been telling me that more than half of the new COVID cases that they're treating are people who've been vaccinated, Rich stated. On this was with Steve Bannon. Quote,
yep.
They've estimated that more than 60% of the new cases that they're treating, COVID cases, have been in people who have been vaccinated, end quote. That from Dr. Harvey Rich, a professor of epidemiology at Yale University.
Yeah, I saw that too. I have this quote that I want to say. That's why I'm not sure if the CDC numbers, how they could be right. When next thing I see 60% of new COVID cases are people who have been vaccinated. And there's also a study coming out of the University of, I think, Jerusalem in Israel. The South African variant of the COVID, the people who are vaccinated are 8 times more likely to get that COVID strand than people who are not vaccinated.
From Tel Aviv University, actually. You're right.
From Tel Aviv. Yeah, I couldn't remember what you, one of the major university over there. I couldn't remember. Yes. It's in Jerusalem. Yeah. So that, I think I sent that to you last week when I came out and I said, oh my gosh, look at this one. So I think that this COVID passport, they keep cramming it down our throats. I think it's just so obvious that there's some other agenda at hand that they want to control us. You know, it's so hard for me to believe it's just about money. Maybe it's just about money, but you know, I really think there's power behind it too. They want to control us. And then once they have this COVID passport, this is why I say it's the most dangerous thing for freedom we've ever encountered. It's because once they make you force you to go into any venue having this passport, to do anything, buy food, to go to the doctor, to fly, to go to a concert, they could add anything they want to this. It starts to open a can of worms. And I don't know, Dave, this scares the heck out of me because I'm so concerned that they're hiding the truth while pushing this passport.
What's also scary, frankly, to me, Sarah, is how many people that blindly, like sheeple, just lined up, rolled up their sleeve, and took the jab.
I know.
Without asking. Yeah, many of these people are people that say, well, I only eat organic. Okay, all right. I'm about decreasing pollution and green energy because it's what, well, okay. But then they allowed somebody to put a needle in their arm with an mRNA vaccine that has not been adequately tested, that has had significant ramifications, as you've outlined, in previous animal testing back in 2005 and 2012. And they just thought, no problem, go for it. Because it might mean that they can get on a plane. What?
Well, I don't, or they what? Trust the government. I don't know what is wrong with people. This is very serious. I know. I understand that some people, this is who I feel for, people who have to do it, otherwise they can't keep their job and they have to put food on the table for their family. Those people I can't push back on. But somebody else that's doing it for convenience, I just don't understand. There's other people that are doing it because they want to show people that this vaccine is safe. You know, it's safe. You guys are nuts. Why aren't you reading? I don't care if you take it and you didn't die. You're not okay. Great. You're one of the stats that didn't die. You're lucky. Good for you. Because these are the stats of all the people who did die or who did have adverse events or effects on their body. So I don't understand that. It shows that we have a pretty good media propaganda machine going on, don't we? And there's a lot of people who are sucked into that.
And it's not just short-term ramifications, Sarah, because the studies actually with the animals in the past showed that most didn't suffer short-term effects. It was the long-term effects, yes. The immune enhancement problems that started 6, 9, 12, up to 18 months after they got the vaccine.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't scratched the surface of the problems related to this vaccine that they're going to rear their head based on previous studies that have shown this.
Well, and that's why I tell people, just please give it a couple years, you know, just give it a couple years and see what happens. Don't take the vaccine. Just be patient. Just watch and see what's going to happen. If you possibly can, please just do that and see what happens. And that's what I talk about in that little documentary I did about the immunities, about the prion diseases that can affect your brain. This is very serious. It's not, these are very good studies that are put out, peer-reviewed studies by top universities that I refer to and that are out there that people can read. It's real, people. This is real. And so you have to allow, we're one big test case. That's what's happening. We're the control group, and the people taking it are the, you know, people taking it. So it's one big experiment.
And the deal, Sarah, is it inappropriate for you or me or anyone to say you should take the vaccine or you should not take the vaccine? That's not, neither of those are appropriate. What is appropriate is to put the information on the table, yes, and say, now you need to be informed. You need to take the time and effort to be informed, and you make your individual decision of what you're going to do. And unfortunately, those of us like you and myself and a number of other people that try to put this information out there, we get demagogued by people who have no functional medical knowledge.
It's very sad because they aren't allowing people, like I said, lying through omission. They're not allowing people to know what the truth is or what the facts are. But if you Google or you do any kind of search or you turn on any major network, all you see is positive information about the vaccine. I even saw people saying that zero deaths have occurred. You shouldn't be worried. Nobody has died. That's false.
Tell that to the CDC. Yeah. Not even the CDC can even come up with that one. 3,186. Sarah, how can folks follow you in our last minute? How can folks follow you?
Oh, go to sarahwestall.com. You can subscribe to all my stuff there. Please do that because I am censored just like Dave's censored. I got kicked off YouTube. All I'm doing, I got kicked off YouTube because I had doctors that told the truth on my show, and they don't like that.
No, they don't. Sarah, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. SarahWestall.com. I'd like to thank you folks for joining us today. We're always there for you 24/7 at DaveJanda.com. Until next week, Dave Janda signing off. Dream big and dare to fail. Thanks for being with us today.